Karina, I'm sure as a former goaltender, you're like, oh, thank goodness, because you got to wear the full arm sleeve and everything. Like, I couldn't imagine playing. Now, you're originally from the Bahamas, so maybe you're like, ah, whatever, 40 degrees. But 40 degrees is 40 degrees. That'd be pretty hot.
No, I mean, I think it was the smartest decision to move the time. This is the sixth game for these players throughout the tournament. And, I mean, playing in over 40 degrees heat is hard at any given time, much less at the Olympics. Gold medal match, all's all on the line, and now you have to deliver. So I think it was the smartest decision for them to make.
Now, I watched you after Canada defeated the U.S., and you could see the emotion in you, and it's authentic, and I think that's awesome to see as a former player, because you know, the struggles, and, you know, Canada's had a lot of success, but beating the U.S. was something that just didn't happen. Can you kind of explain just what that meant to the entire program, even for former players?
I mean, it's been over 20 years. So, you know, to watch it happen in this capacity, here you are to go to the gold medal. It's your biggest rivalry. You know, you're taking it in and out, and you just absolutely, everything's on the line. And the way the women did this, it was incredible. And it's a testament to what they're doing. It's a testament to all the hard work that they've put in. You know, we had the honor of winning it in 2012, getting the bronze medal, but now to go to the gold medal game. And it was almost like every single game in the last 20 years has been about how do we beat the Americans? And to do it on this stage at this time, it just, I mean, you saw the emotion. It was incredible, and I just loved it. And, yeah, I mean, I was trying to hold back, but that's not possible.
No, gosh, no. What do you hold back for? You've been waiting 20 years. You got to let that out. I appreciate it. So let's get your analysis now. Like, I would think one of the biggest challenges, because that's a huge emotional boost, but now you got to get yourself back up and prepared for Sweden. Now, I'm assuming it might be a little bit easy because it is the gold medal game, but set up this matchup. Where do you feel Canada, how are they going to attack Sweden? How can they take down the Swedes in the gold medal?
Listen, we could talk all the tactics in the world, but this is a gold medal match, and it's just going to come down to that grit, that motivation, and putting your body on the line and doing what it takes. You know, I mean, the players are ready, they're focused, and this has always been a business trip for them. It's not, that game has come and gone already, and they're looking forward towards the gold medal, and their vision clear on, you know what, this is the game. If you win this game, you change the conversation forever in Canada when it comes in terms of women's soccer, women's football. So, I mean, as much as we are sitting here talking about the last game, they're already focused, vision clear, getting the ice bats, doing what they need to do. And it's about winning this next game. And, I mean, in so many different ways and fashion, it's this team doing it for Christine Sinclair. You know, I mean, I think we saw that in the last game when, you know, she handed that ball over to Jessie Fleming and she put it away. And, you know, the great Steph Labbe did what she had to do. And this is just the next thing they need to do to get the job done that they've gone to Tokyo to do, and there's no gray area around that.
Karina, you played the position. I think you know it very well. And I want to talk about Steph Labbe, of course, from Edmonton. She's been fantastic.
Let's do it.
Oh, man, she's been fantastic in the, you know, on the penalty kicks. Are you kidding me? And then some huge saves, especially early in that game against the United States. Just the amount of impact a goaltender has in soccer, of course, is crucial. But what is it about Steph that you appreciate and respect? What are maybe the fine nuances of her positioning that makes her one of the best goaltenders in the world?
I mean, with time comes experience, and with experience, you just need to be a big player when the team needs you to be, and that's what Steph Labbe has done. And I think, you know, you see her, she's not having to make as many of the big saves because that experience allows you to communicate to your defenders and the team in front of you, telling them what they need to do. And I think big players rise in big moments, and that's exactly what she's done. And I'm so proud of her. And, you know, I can always – I'll spend the whole show talking about goalkeepers if you leave it up to me. But, you know, it's just she's risen when the team needed her to rise. And it's a testament to the years of hard work. And, you know, Erin McLeod is on the team. You know, it's been one of those things where we've always said we want to leave the game better than when we came into it. And then especially in this position, that's exactly what's happening. So for her to rise – in this occasion the way she has, it's just like, I don't know, I'm a proud big sister, but then I'm just a fan and I'm Canadian. I'm just so incredibly proud of her.
Now, Karina, you yourself, if I was reading up correct, you didn't start playing soccer till like organized until you were 12 years of age. So were you a goalie right from the get-go, or did you eventually become a goalie?
Well, I moved to Canada when I was 8, and I didn't even know I had an athletic bone in my body. And so it was kind of one of those things where my friends went to the soccer field, and I just kind of joined them. So that's kind of why I started late. But to be honest with you, I was a forward, and I was quick and strong. But how I ended up in goal was that I was just a competitive person that I was like, yay, we're scoring goals, but why are we letting them in? I'll go in goal. And then the rest is history.
Well, no, and that's because it's a unique position. You know, you're a little bit of a field sergeant back there. You talk about the communication with your defenders at different times. And then there's just like the instincts to know kind of when to anticipate a shot. Can you talk about Fleming on that penalty kick to win the game and put yourselves in the eyes of the goalie? Did the goalie play it perfectly well and Fleming just made the perfect shot?
Absolutely. I mean, as a goalkeeper, you just want to trust your instincts. You read what you know from before. You've obviously watched tape. But in the moment, you need to be present. And the big thing is not to go too early or too soon where the player can change the direction where they are going. But Jesse Fleming, 23 years old, I mean, you could have practiced that 50 times over, but you step up in that moment. I mean, the world is watching. It's the go-to-goal medal game. It's against the Americans who you've never beat. It comes down to the mental preparation, and she put that ball exactly where it needed to be. Any bit off, Adriana French would have saved it. So I think it's a testament to Jessie Fleming, her ability to place the ball, her mental strength, but just also just I think the momentum of what this team is doing and what they wanted to achieve, and I can't praise her enough, and it was just a perfect friendly kick.
Karina LeBlanc joins us. Of course, she won a bronze medal for Canada at the 2016 Rio Olympics, had 110 caps playing, representing her country, of course, in goal. And now, like the entire country waits a little bit longer for the game because the time was supposed to be 8 o'clock tonight. They've moved it to get out of the devastating heat that's going on in Tokyo right now. And the game will be played at 6 a.m. Edmonton time Friday morning. So a little good reason to get up early and watch that game. You mentioned like this is the, not just the biggest game in women's soccer. This is the biggest soccer game in Canadian history, no question. We've never played for gold at any event as massive as the Olympics or World Cup or anything. Like, this is huge. And you mentioned Christine Sinclair. Like, she's obviously one of the greatest soccer players of all time. She's the greatest Canadian soccer player of all time. And, I think she'll go down in history as one of the all-time greats, regardless of nation. Just what this means to her and what has she done to that program? And for her to give Fleming that ball, what was going through your mind? Because I've seen some people say, well, if she has a penalty kick in this game, it should be her. And I don't know. I don't know the intricate workings of the team or not to say that's accurate. Where do you come out on, giving up that kick and what it meant to her? And do you think she would take the penalty kick if there comes down to one against Sweden?
Yeah, and talking to Bev before the game, I knew that this is not random. That was planned. And
yeah,
okay. So Sink picked up the ball, walked over, but Jesse Fleming, I think it was always for Jesse Fleming to take if she wanted it. And it was Sink's decision in that moment to take it or not. But I think one of the things about Christine Sinclair is her leadership. I mean, I don't think you can find any moment where Christine Sinclair's made it about Christine Sinclair. It's always been about the team. And that's how she had to lead in that moment. That's what she did. And, I mean, what this means for her and the team and where they're going, like, I think that it all talks about, like, what this team is about. It's a connected team. They're inspired by something bigger than themselves, and they want to do it for her. So, I mean, I think it's just one of the biggest – it's what you saw there is what this team is about. It's not about any individual. And, Christine Sinclair, no matter what they're saying and no matter what accolades is going on, it's not about her. She has top goal scorer in the world, but for her, she wants this Olympic gold medal. So that's all that's on her mind right now, and I think that's all that's on the team's mind to help her get that while she's in the locker room.
Karina, earlier you said, tactics, all that stuff kind of goes out the window. Obviously, you got to play your system to a point, but does Sweden do anything different that, that fans who are watching, like, is there something to be leery of at all about Sweden tomorrow morning?
Yeah, Sweden arguably is the top team in the tournament. They're there because they deserve to be there. And it's a gold medal match. You know you're going to have to beat the top team. You got to have to beat the best teams to get there. And Sweden, tactically, I mean, they are dangerous on the counterattack. They're dangerous in set pieces. I mean, amongst best in the world type of level. So Canada's going to need to be sharp on set pieces, defending the counterattack. But also, they're just going to have to focus on their own game because, as I said off before, it's really these tactics that are going to be what the players want to play. But Canada shouldn't expect the most beautiful game. These players are tired. It's a gold medal match. It's going to be a fight. It's going to be a lot of grit. Sweden has proven that they are a phenomenal team. And I think it's just going to come down to, in the end, who can perform and produce and put the ball in the back of the net. Canada needs to keep, you know, the clean sheets what they're going to want to need. The clean sheet's going to be what they want to do. And, I mean, just moving forward, doing more of what they have been doing. But as Bev Priestman said, it's like this team believes. You know, they came to this tournament to change the color, which they've done. But now they just have that extra bite where it's not just about the silver. It's about winning gold for this country so you can take this country to that next level.
Lastly, Karina, for yourself and, you know, all the teammates, because there's lots of new faces for on this team compared to 2016. Like, have you guys got a group chat going, you ladies, from 2016 squad that aren't there? Because obviously I'm assuming you know you're going to let Christine and, you know, the current members kind of be on their own. But is there a group chat going on amongst members of 2016 amped up about the gold medal game and what's going to happen?
There is. Of course there is, you know. And I think that's what makes it so special. And you see my responses as it's happening, because I think we're all just so invested in this and hoping that we find that success that we all wanted, you know, when we were playing, because we wanted to make it better for the future. And that's what's been incredible is that in 2012, I go back to the first medal, we wanted to inspire that next generation. And that next generation is now playing with the generation we played with the Christine Sinclairs, the Desi Scotts, the Sophie Schmitz, Aaron McLeods, you know, that group of players and the vets. And you talk with Steph Labbe, you know, Alicia Chat, like all these players, they're very vocal in including us in this journey. And that's what's been so special.
Well, Karina, enjoy it. Don't hold anything back, whether it's gold or silver. It's going to be a fantastic game. I appreciate you taking some time out of your busy schedule to get us amped up and set up for the gold medal game. First time ever, Canada in the gold medal match for the women's at the Olympics. Goes tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Edmonton time. We can't wait. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and tune in half an hour before is the pregame show, and you'll catch me and Andy talking about the game if you want to get even more hyped.
Oh, can't wait. Say hello to Andy for us, a good friend of the show. We love it.
Will do. Take care.